Being the best doesn't guarantee you'll win the business. Having the best sales pitch does. My name is Justin Cohen, author of Pitch to Win. When I finally managed to get hold of the publisher to sell them on my first book many years ago, I was a little nervous. Okay, I was very nervous. Sweaty palms, dry mouth, heart racing, stumbling my way through. I heard a click. She'd put the phone down in my ear. Man, I was mortified. I felt like such an idiot. Back then, you told me that in just a few years, I'd be considered one of the world's leading experts on pitching for business. I would have said you were smoking something. Forget about selling my book to a publisher. I couldn't pitch half price crack to a crack addict, which is good because that would have got us both arrested. You get my point. When I thought sales, I thought of some obnoxious guy pushing something that no one wanted. Then I discovered something that totally transformed my view of selling. It was when my friend Bob Berg shared something with me that I'll never forget, and it's the meaning of the word sell. I love etymology. It's the origins of words, where those words originally came from. If you really want to understand a word, go to the origin. The word sell comes from the Old English selan, which meant to give. Now, that was a light bulb moment for me. See, I've been confusing selling with taking. If you don't like the idea of selling, it's probably because you do too. If you're a good person, of course you don't want to be a taker. As long as I thought of selling as taking, I just couldn't sell. When I approached selling as giving, my results exploded. Flipping my internal script from taker to giver flipped my results into the stratosphere. In fact, great salespeople are givers. They give great value, they give of themselves, and they often give before they get. They prove their value by giving high-value information, product samples, or more important than all of that, their ear, right? They listen. Great salespeople are great listeners because they really want to figure out what you need so that they can truly serve you. They help people figure out what they're after. That's why the first key to a winning pitch is actually tune in, right? Really figure out where they're at. The best salespeople are there to serve. And service is spiritual. That's right, selling. Great selling is spiritual. Now, of course, selling is also taking. We give value and take money. That's good because people generally don't value what they don't pay for. But if you're primarily a giver and selling makes you feel like a taker, your brain will sabotage you and you won't be good at pitching. So how do you get into a giver's mindset? Well, before you go into pitch, one question you can ask yourself to activate your purpose, your instinct to serve is this. How are these people going to be better off because of me? How are they going to be better off because of me? Most people going into a pitch focus on how they are going to be better off by winning the deal. Better than focusing on what you're going to take, focus on what you're going to give. In other words, don't try and be a person of success. Be a person of value. And guess what? Success will follow. My name is Justin Cohen, author of Pitch to Win, available at all good bookstores. Right now, sign up for my free Pitch to Win masterclass by going to www.justinpresents.com.